Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Just have to say at the beginning of this program, what a privilege it is for me to do this. In this sense, that I have an opportunity to see in so many ways, as you share with me, I see the workings of grace in so many lives. And it touches me to know that when on the surface things look just like what we can see and touch and taste and smell, and we think that's all there is, but there is such a mighty work of grace going on in the hearts of so many people. We can't see them, but it is happening. And somehow in doing this program, I get a little window, so to speak, on the lives of some people and to see how the grace of God is at work. So I want to encourage all of you listening to this program, open your hearts to the grace of God. God has so much to give you. You know what grace is? The way I define it is grace is God sharing himself with us. Grace is God sharing himself with us. When I was a small child, I used to think of grace as, and I think I had seen a picture of golden bubbles of some kind coming down from the sky. And I realized that I carried that image for a long time, for a number of years, and then realized what grace really was. It's a way in which God, by his grace, he imparts himself to us. And we want to be open to that. Ask God for grace for whatever you're doing. Lord, share yourself with me. Open my heart. And it usually comes in very quiet and unobtrusive ways, but you see the fruit. So I really encourage you to open your heart today to all that God wants to say to you, and may you respond with generosity to his call. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Luke. Reading a commentary here at the beginning of the readings says this: tradition holds that before the evangelist Luke joined Paul in his missionary work, Luke made his living as a physician. I'm sure you've heard that. His gospel and its companion volume, The Acts of the Apostles, give evidence of Luke's classical education and careful attention to detail. Pay attention to that when you read the Gospel of Luke. Luke shows a particular sensitivity to the hidden movements of the heart. His is the only gospel to relate the parables of the Good Samaritan and the prodigal son. In his encyclical Dives in Misericordia, that is, Rich in Mercy, St. John Paul II calls Luke the Gospel of Mercy. O God, who chose St. Luke to reveal by his preaching and writings the mystery of your love for the poor, grant that those who already glory in your name may persevere as one heart and one soul, and that all nations may merit to see your salvation. Pray for one another today. Pray for ourselves that we be more disposed, more open to the action of God in our lives, but also pray for those we love, that they too may receive that grace. The first reading today is taken from the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy, chapter 4, verses 10 through 17. Beloved, Demas, enamored of the present world, deserted me and went to Thessalonica, Crescens to Galatia, and Titus to Dalmatia. Luke is the only one with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is helpful to me in the ministry. I have sent Tychicus to Ephesus. When you come, bring the cloak I left with Carpus and Troas, the papyrus rolls, and especially the parchments. Here you see the human condition. Come join me on this trip. Come bring these things just as we would do. Come bring these things with you. I am in need of this and I am in need of that. Pick it up on the way. It's just normal human conversation. These are our brothers who went before us in the faith. Alexander the coppersmith did me a great deal of harm. The Lord will repay him according to his deeds. You too be on guard against him, for he has strongly resisted our preaching. So Paul is speaking here of the challenges that he faces and the difficulties. And he says, at my first defense, no one appeared on my behalf, but everyone deserted me. May it not be held against them. Notice that? May it not be held against them. I'm not going to pursue. I'm not going to carry a grudge. May it not be held against them. But the Lord stood by me and gave me strength, so that through me the proclamation might be completed and all the Gentiles might hear it. Paul made great sacrifices for the proclamation of the gospel. Do we make any kind of sacrifice to proclaim the gospel to another today? Do you even think of the possibility of doing that? To share an insight you had or something that inspired you? Do you ever think of sharing that with your neighbor? Bring the gospel. Wherever you are, bring the good news. Bring the truth. Psalm 145, your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Are you a friend? Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom. So many people say to me, well, I don't have the education. Share your relationship with God. Share the inspiration you got when you read the scripture today. Encourage other people. Promise to pray for them. May they be better for having encountered you today. That doesn't mean you have to quote scripture every moment. You share with them the blessings you've received. And you can do that. Any of us can do that. Would you bring hope? You can bring hope into the hearts of others. Making known to men your might and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is a kingdom for all ages, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is just in all his ways, holy in all his works. The Lord, hear this, the Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. You bring your joys, you bring your sorrows in truth. Whatever is true, you bring it to the Lord. And he will open to you the glorious splendor of his kingdom. These are not just ancient words, they're for now. Because Jesus died for you upon the cross, because he gave you of his Holy Spirit, because you were baptized, you entered into life with God. It's not just a ceremony. Open your heart, say, Lord, I don't know you, and I want to know you. Pray that every day. That's a simple prayer. Read the Gospels, at least. Read the Gospels or the Psalms every day. Pick up the readings. Pick up a booklet that has the readings for every day at Mass in a given month. Pick it up. Read it. Use it. Reflect on it. And God will draw you through his word and the power of his word. He will draw you into a deeper relationship with him. Luke chapter 10, verses 1 to 9. The Lord Jesus appointed 72 disciples, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves." He knows. He knows that they're going to meet opposition. And yet, he knows that if the good news is preached, people will hear it and they will triumph over evil. How often do you give the good news to another? By that I mean how often you share. You know, I was inspired the other day when I read this or read that in the scriptures. I was inspired because I thought this or thought that. That can be a trigger for somebody else to say, oh my, that is inspiring. I should check it out. You can do that. Jesus tells his laborers, so to speak, he tells his disciples, carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals. Greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say peace to this household. If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you, cure the sick in it, and say to them, the kingdom of God is at hand for you. It's near, brothers and sisters. It's at hand. When we say something is at hand, that means you can reach out and touch it. And that's what he's telling us. The kingdom of God is at hand because he's there. So he says, go before me, announce me. Many times we go into situations that where there's no faith. Go before him. Announce his presence. Announce his coming. Just by sharing an insight, an inspiration, by sharing a promise of prayer, you can open the door for someone. What Jesus is saying here about no money bag and no sack and no sandals, what he's saying is, don't take a lot of things with you. I will provide for you. Rely on me. Turn to me. That's what he's asking. He says, greet no one along the way. That doesn't mean he wants them to be impolite. He means, don't be distracted. Don't be pulled away from your goal, your destination. In other words, what you want to do is be single-hearted and single-minded as much as you can. Now, if somebody is sick on the wayside, of course you're going to help out or you're going to find somebody else to do it so that you can pursue what God is asking of you, but you don't ignore. Jesus' point simply is, make what I'm asking of you, make that first place, and don't let anything take you away from that. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you, cure the sick in it, and say to them, the kingdom of God is right here for you. Brothers and sisters, God wants to use us. He really does. Think about it. Be willing to be used. God has used me. He's used many people in small ways often. Promise of prayer. People come back to me later and saying, I was so desperate. And when you said you would pray for me, it changed everything. You and I have no idea often what's going on in another soul. Open your heart to receive all that he has for you. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.